This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry signs contract for high dependency units. University Hospital of the West Indies reports positive results from PAHO recommendations, and St. James Parish Council to improve sidewalk access for physically challenged. The details after the break. Calling all government pensioners in St. James, Westmorland, Hanover, St. Elizabeth, Trelawney. The Accountant General's Department invites you to its Pensioners Information Forum. Come learn more about the AGD's modernization program and other services. Our final stop will be at the West Jamaica Conference Center, Mount Salem Road, Montego Bay, starting at 10 a.m. Representatives from the NHF, SAGICOR, and other financial institutions will also be on hand to share useful information on pension health benefits and so much more. That's a Pensioners Information Forum hosted by the Accountant General's Department, West Jamaica Conference Center, Mount Salem Road, Montego Bay, starting at 10 a.m. See you there. Now the news. The Ministry of Health has signed contracts valued at over $253 million aimed at expanding and improving the quality of care for infants and pregnant women. The contracts include $61.9 million for the design of maternal and neonatal high-dependency units, HDUs, at the Victoria Jubilee, Mandeville Regional, Cornwall Regional, Spanish Town and St. Anne's Bay Regional Hospitals, as well as the Bustamante Hospital for Children. $85.5 million will be used to purchase 6 ambulances, while $95.5 million will see the procurement of equipment for the Mandeville Regional Hospital's neonatal HDU and ambulances. Arrangements are also being made for the procurement of equipment for 10 remaining high-dependency units. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the new equipment and facilities will significantly upgrade the quality of Jamaica's maternal and neonatal care.
I believe that this program will result in a major shift in how we manage neonates and pregnant women and will result in significant improvements in these areas. This is just the start of much more to come.
The funds are being provided under the Program for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMEC, facilitated through a grant of approximately $3 billion from the European Union. The board of the University Hospital of the West Indies, UHWI, is reporting positive results from recent operational changes. The changes were recommended by the Pan American Health Organization following the deaths of newborns from bacterial infections in the neonatal intensive care unit. Board Chairman Sterling Suarez says the hospital is still in the process of implementing the changes, but positive results are already being seen.
So far, so good. There was an inspection last evening, which was the 2nd of November, and there are a few more items remaining to be done, and those are anticipated to be completed in the next week or so.
A task force comprising representatives from the UHWI board, UHWI senior staff members, and the Ministry of Health was recently established to monitor and review the hospital's operations and ensure quick implementation of the PAHO recommendations. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says the government is committed to creating programs geared towards preventing at-risk youth from getting involved in crime. He says research shows that the majority of violent crimes in Jamaica are committed by young people below the age of 30.
From the CSJP perspective, we're doing things like employment and employability. We're sponsoring persons in terms of skills training, in terms of improving their education up to the tertiary level. We have a whole series of on-the-job internships going.
Mr. Bunting was speaking at the Caribbean Basin Security Initiative meeting in Kingston Tuesday. The three-day meeting is being held under the theme Juvenile Justice Sector Reform and Building Safe Communities. And the St. James Parish Council will be spending $15 million to improve access to sidewalks along major thoroughfares in Montego Bay, particularly for persons who are physically challenged. Mayor of Montego Bay, Glendon Harris, says the project, being funded by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, will begin as soon as the procurement process is complete. He says a number of sidewalks along thoroughfares such as Barnett, St. James, Market, Union, and Harbor Streets will be repaired and retrofitted with ramps for persons using wheelchairs as well as others who are otherwise physically challenged.
The accessibility is one of the major components of this program. We hope to continue this program until all of the city of Montego Bay is accessible.
Mayor Harris notes that special emphasis will be placed on ensuring that the Montego Bay Cultural Center in Sam Sharp Square is completely accessible to those with special needs. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.